This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Tyler Sewell joins me live in studio. He is Buck Fever at rowdy.com, the NASCAR expert, and the season has begun, and you are very busy doing some traveling.
Yes, a little bit.
Back and forth to North Carolina.
Back and forth to North Carolina. To the mecca of NASCAR.
Why is North Carolina the mecca of NASCAR? What happened?
Maybe it's where the petties are from. It's just Charlotte is ground zero for NASCAR.
I was just there last week. That's a pretty city downtown.
Yeah, it is.
It looks like what the downtown Charlottesville used to be like back in the day, like when I first got here in 89, 90. It was after 5 o'clock, there was nobody down there.
Oh, yeah.
Charlotte looks like that kind of a city.
Yes,
you know, like everybody goes home.
Yeah, it's funny. The other day I was telling people, Charlotte is like, it's like New York meets suburbia land. You know, it's suburban sprawl everywhere. And then there's this little tiny little New York City right in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. So we are into the season.
Yes, we are.
It's off and running. How many races have been?
Three races. Carl Edwards won yesterday.
In Las Vegas?
In Las Vegas. Yes, he did.
Indeed. And remind me again, I know we've talked about this, but what is it? What is it about this thing that has only gotten bigger and only continues to get bigger? What is attracting people to watching cars race around in a circle? I still don't get it. But it's incredible.
It's a soap opera, and it's pretty phenomenal what they do. And you know, there's drivers of all different personalities, and so people, they sort of gravitate to a personality that they are similar to or they enjoy. It's
like any sport.
Yes.
You follow your team, you follow your guy,
you follow your girl.
There's one girl. Which is who?
Some person named Danica Patrick.
And she did well yesterday, right?
No, she didn't race yesterday. She raced in the nationwide race the day before, and she came in fourth, which, you know, for her is phenomenal because she's a part-time racer. She's an open-wheel racer.
Which means what?
Oh, she comes from open-wheel racing where they don't have fenders, IndyCar racing, where the cars are totally different. The IndyCars have all this downforce, and they're agile, nimble little things that are much, much easier to control than a big old clunky stock car.
Which is what NASCAR is.
Yeah, big old clunky 3,000-pound stock cars.
Yeah, so Danica Patrick did well, the best ever for a woman in NASCAR.
Yes, the best ever for a woman in the National Touring Series, yeah.
Now, how did the fans take that? Does she have a lot of NASCAR fans?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's two camps on Danica. There's people that are so excited that there's a woman in racing, and they're really, really pumped. And then there's the other camp that thinks that she uses sex as a weapon, and she, you know, promotes her attractiveness and her, for lack of a better word, her body. And she does do that.
So she drives in a bikini? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you haven't seen the GoDaddy commercials.
Oh, no, I haven't.
They're pretty outrageous at times.
Oh, okay. So there's some truth then to this.
Yeah, there's some truth to it, but it's like this double-edged sword. I mean, I can see how you could criticize her for that, and in fact, I have, because some of the commercials are just completely over the top. But by the same token, if you don't have a sponsor and you can't attract eyeballs, you won't get any money. You won't race. It's a catch-22.
She's got to go over the top to get the attention, to get the sponsors, get the money to race.
She doesn't have to go over the top, but that's the GoDaddy brand, and they tend to go over the top.
Yeah, we're talking with Tyler Sewell. He's Buck Fever, Rowdy.com, NASCAR experts. Season has begun, and we're talking a little NASCAR, as we are wont to do every once in a while here on the little program. The next race, March 20th, is Bristol.
Valhalla.
What's that?
Bristol Motor Speedway.
Where is this? In Tennessee?
In Bristol. It's in Bristol, Tennessee, in Bristol, Virginia. Tennessee.
Why'd you say Valhalla? What is it?
Because race fans absolutely love this place. It's just an incredible racetrack.
And you like it, too.
Oh, yeah. You can't.
What makes a good NASCAR track where you, like, that's a race you would, on the list, you would say, I've got to go to that one.
It's a short track. It's not huge. It's got so many seats. I don't know how, 160,000 seats, 150,000 seats? I don't know. And it's just loud as the Dickens. And when you get in Bristol, the cars just, they're all over top of one another. And it's changed a little bit, but it used to have only one groove to it, which means the only way that I get around you is basically knocking you out of the way. The bump and run, so I push you to the left or the right, I go underneath or above you, and what that does is that really makes you angry, and so you come after me. And so it gets to be, you know, pinball wizard and it's actually, I wonder how fast, they're not going 200 miles an hour there, but they're going pretty fast.
Yeah. We're talking with Tyler Sewell. It's 442 here in Charlottesville. Now, I never knew this about the tracks, that there's grooves in them.
In the tracks?
On the racetrack as you're going around. Yeah. Is there literally a groove in it, like a record?
Oh, when groove.
Or is that just a saying?
That's a saying. That's the best line to drive your car in.
Okay.
The groove.
So there's not literally a groove in the asphalt?
No. Okay. No. Well, there are some grooves at like Indianapolis, but they're really tiny. There's not a groove as you think. Yeah.
So how is the season going so far?
Season's pretty interesting so far. I mean, we had Trevor Bayne win the Daytona 500, which was a complete fluke. Then we had Jeff Gordon finally win a race after 66 races without a win. And
what happened to him?
It's something.
Did he get married and have kids and get busy?
He came so close. He had come so close. He just could not put a win together.
Wasn't he the NASCAR guy that people love to hate?
Oh, good Lord, yes. They love to hate Jeff Gordon. Now they love him. It's funny. Very funny. He came in as this preppy, college-educated...
Rich guy, well-funded.
Well, they're all well-funded. But yeah. He came in as this preppy, college-educated guy and started whipping up butt on Dale Earnhardt. And, you know, the core fan who likes Dale Earnhardt, and Dale Earnhardt's nickname is the Intimidator. So they didn't like that this little college whippersnapper was whipping up on Dale Earnhardt. Now things have changed. He's older and in his 40s, and he's his victory. The fans went absolutely crazy. They went crazy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So the next one's Bristol. After that, Fontana, which is California. Right?
Yes, California. Yeah.
And then we come to Charlottesville, but to Virginia, right?
Yeah, Martinsville.
What's that track like?
Fenway Park. It's like stepping back in time.
Really?
It's the coolest. It's one of the coolest tracks. You go there, and it's just so small. It's so small, and you can't help but not bump into some kind of race car driver. I mean, you just, because it's such a small place. And
you stand in line for a hot dog or a pretzel.
Yes. Yeah, and the hot dogs at Martinsville are to die for. They are the bomb. I don't know. They've got there's this little tiny, very red wiener with some sort of weird chili sauce onion mix. And I know it sounds disgusting, but it's actually so disgusting it's good.
Yeah, there you go. And you know all these places. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, let's talk about, I'm interested in hearing your thoughts about strategy.
Ah.
How does this exist? What is strategy?
That's the entire race.
And that's it. And that's like, that's football too. As football evolved in America around 1910, as it came from, you know, really rugby.
Yeah.
And where if you, the biggest guys always won.
Right.
And then they changed the rules because kids were dying. So they changed the rules so that it would be more about strategy. And there was more throwing of the ball.
Right.
And there wasn't a scrum anymore. And they had four quarters. And it became really about strategy so that the little guys could actually win if they had the better strategic plays. And that didn't happen really till 1910, 1911. But let's take a quick break. When we get back, we'll talk about NASCAR strategy. We're talking with Tyler Sewell. He is Buck Fever at Rowdy.com. It's 445. This is Charlottesville right now. Tyler Sewell is with us. He is Buck Fever at Rowdy.com, home of the NASCAR podcast. Everything you want to know for the NASCAR fan, Rowdy.com. And he is live with us. Let's talk about strategy.
Strategery, yes.
Strategery in the NASCAR area. And before we do this breaking news here, we've just been... Leon just told me that Charlie Sheen has been fired from his show 2.5 Men, effective immediately.
Shocking.
Warner Brothers has fired Charlie Sheen from 2.5 Men. Number one, I've never even heard of 2.5 Men. This is a TV show?
Yes, it's a TV show.
Have you ever seen it?
Once or twice. Once or twice.
I have no idea. I have seen some of his videos recently, some of his interviews.
I have not.
He's like a crazy man.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. He's winning. That's all anybody needs to know. He's winning. He's a winner. Anyway, he is no longer employed. But anyway, we're talking with Tyler Sewell. So strategy for a NASCAR driver goes way beyond just drive fast.
It's funny. One of the things that I took a step back when I really got totally involved in NASCAR, I realized how I didn't know a thing about football, and I always thought I was this really informed football fan. But knowing what I know about NASCAR, strategy is everything, and it's not about who has the fastest car. Plenty of the cars during the race are the fastest car. Plenty of them crack off a really fast lap. But the best way to consider it is you hit a stopwatch, and then however many hours later, you stop the stopwatch, and the person that's leading at that time is the winner. And there's all sorts of changes. When we talked last time about the apex of the corner, which is the center of the corner, and you're trying to get through that center of the corner the fastest car.
Yeah.
Do it. So everybody's working on their car to make it better. They're all doing little enhancements, track bar, round a wedge, all these little things they're doing in the car to try and make it better. Some people overdo it and their car gets worse. Other cars actually get better. So over time, you're trying to get your car to turn more efficiently. And so it's a giant strategy.
And that's really what it's all about in NASCAR, right? It's the turn.
Yes.
It's not the straightaway.
Not straightaway.
Because the straightaway, it's just a fast car.
You got it.
All the strategy is in the turn?
Yes, it's getting your car to turn. Sometimes if you've got the fastest car, I mean, you're going to win.
Yeah.
Tony Stewart had the absolute, utterly fastest car yesterday, but he had a mistake in the pits, and he had to go get a penalty, and he ended up in second as opposed to winning. And Carl Edwards, was not going to win that race, but he was at the right place at the right time, and he had a great car, and he ran a wonderful race.
Now explain it to me, a total idiot when it comes to this stuff.
Yes.
What does the strategy, when you say the turn is everything, and it's strategy in the turn, well, what are you trying to do?
You're trying to get your car, here's a good way to look at it. When you go in through a turn, you have to put on the brakes. That's slowing your car down. So how do you get through that turn as quick as possible? That's the key to winning a race.
So they let off the gas a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
So that's what it is. That's where all the strategy is how far back do you, how fast do you go into a turn?
And some people, I mean, it's counterintuitive. Some people brake way before they get into the turn. Some people brake during the turn. All different styles of racing. So it's very complex.
And so if you're behind the wheel, what do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah. Like if you're racing a NASCAR, what's the strategy that you see that, hey, this is what wins? Or is it different for every track?
Oh, it's different for every track, and it's different for the weather. The strategy, be Jimmy Johnson. He's just a phenomenal race car driver.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Hoss Spencer was in here the other day, and he said he got pulled by a police car in Charlottesville because he sped up into a turn.
He sped up into a turn.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Huh. Did he get a ticket?
I think he talked himself out of one.
I got a red light ticket in D.C.,
Oh, you're kidding. It was mailed to you?
Yeah.
How about that?
I could have swore that I didn't go through the red light.
A little love from your local neighborhood government looking for a little extra money.
Yeah, that's one of my pet issues. Red light
before
cameras.
We run out of time, Tyler, I'm curious, what is it about these cars that if somebody who knows nothing about NASCAR like me got behind one of the wheel of these big cars, what's different about these cars? Besides that they're huge, right?
No, they're actually not as big as you think.
So it's not like sitting in a Crown Vic where it's
No.
It's like a boat of a car.
It's smaller. It's a lot smaller than you think. That's one thing that most fans don't know. The car is actually quite small. Not quite small, but it's smaller than you think. It's not like a giant Crown Vic. No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what else is different about it?
The tires don't have grooves. And
really? There's no tread on the tires?
No tread.
You think if any car, its tire would need a lot of tread, it would be those...
You would
NASCARs
think so.
To hold on to the track.
They have no tread. No. And they're, so far, they're incredibly safe cars. Very safe.
So why is that? Why do we have tread on our cars then? What's going on?
I don't know. That's a great question. The evolution of the racing tire.
So they must have started out with tread because they were just racing regular tires.
I guess, back in the day, totally. And I guess the reason they don't have tread is because we don't run in the rain, so they don't feel like they need it.
And that's mainly what the tread is, right?
Yes.
It's just to get through puddles and rain and snow and stuff like that.
And the tire's much, much wider than almost twice as wide as your tire.
What's it like to sit in those things?
To sit in the car?
Yeah. I mean, there's no stereo.
No stereo. No. No, and
is the stick shift down where a normal stick shift is?
They have a stick shift, yeah.
Anybody? Nobody's racing on a manual. Manual car, they're all stick.
They're all stick, yeah.
Okay.
The steering wheel is really close. You hold it really close to yourself. You're not leaning back. It's very tight and claustrophobic space. It really is.
Why is the steering? Why did they move the driver up? Because I imagine in the old days they probably sat further back when they were just starting.
I have no idea, but that's the way most of them. They drive really close to the steering wheel, and
maybe your arms would get tired if they held them out so long.
Maybe. Yeah, they do. I mean, they probably would.
Yeah.
And some people, like Mark Martin, races with his elbow. He puts his elbow on the wheel. Yeah. Crazy.
And the normal gas tank? Or is it like super big?
What is it? They've changed it. 17 gallons, I think, something like that. It's not super big. Huh. Again, that's part of the strategy is when you take gas and when you don't take gas, two tires or four tires. Like yesterday, Greg Biffle had a strange problem where he was not getting enough gasoline into the tank, and it was really kind of weird. He ran out of gas as a result.
On the track, just petered out, had to pull over.
Yep, had to pull over.
Oh, you know, that's got to be so frustrating.
That's definitely frustrating.
That's how it works, though. Tyler Sewell, he is Buck Fever at Rowdy.com. When's the next race you're going to? You going to Bristol?
I am not going to Bristol, but Bristol is the next race. It's a great race, too.
Yeah.
It really is.
You know which one you're going to? Or is there one this season that you're like, I am not missing that one?
I would like to not miss Indianapolis because I've never been. The Brickyard. I'd love to go to that one.
Yeah. We're talking with Tyler Sewell. It's just a couple minutes here before 6 o'clock, and Charles is with us. Charles, what are you doing, buddy?
The secret to the tire with no tread is the fact that it's a very soft compound there for it. It adheres to the pavement. The car tires that we have are a harder compound that lasts for many miles. Those tires don't even get through a race.
Ah.
Pearl, are you from Goodyear?
So it's literally just a different kind of
the rubber compound. It's the manner in which it's compounded. It's a soft material, and it adheres better to the pavement.
And you say you used to work at Goodyear?
I did.
Once upon a time.
Boy, the Goodyear tire company gets so much grief. They get so much grief from fans, drivers. It's really ridiculous.
Why is that?
Because they're constantly, and Charles can answer this too, they're constantly improving their tires or trying to improve their tires, and sometimes it doesn't work out. And, for example, we got this newer car. It's really heavy, and it was really hard on some of the tires. And Tony Stewart lost his mind and was attacking Goodyear.
Charles, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Tyler Sewell, check him out at Rowdy.com. He is Buck Fever. Thank you, Tyler.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.